Dermot Burton from SEN Footy joins us. As Robbo said before the break, he's been talking about this on Crunch Time for the last 3 years, and he joins us now. Derm, thanks for your time.
Hello, Matty. How are you going?
Good, mate. Your initial reaction?
No, I won't say shocked, but it is catastrophic for the players. This is unprecedented. It is catastrophic. These boys, from a young age, you know what it's like, Moons. You're 10 years of age and you want to play league football, and everything aims towards it. And somewhere in the prime of your life, and let's be honest, you only get about 4 years where you're fully fit and your mind is colliding with the peak of your physical powers. And for a lot of these boys, they now sit it out in one of those 3, 4, or 5 year peak periods of their career. It is catastrophic for them.
Demi, we spoke to Robbo before, and he spoke about how you two were talking a lot about over the 3 years, and Essendon players, in your opinion, I believe, should have taken that deal. I mean, even back then, you were sitting there thinking it's just not going to work out for these players.
I was always of the opinion that, it smacked of someone who turns around and said, should have said, turned around and said, I'll take the deal, I'll plead guilty, and I'm about to hold a press conference. And when you hold that press conference, you actually come out and say, I believe I'm innocent, but I am making this decision purely on a commercial basis. And having said that, I think the deal offered was 4 or 6 weeks, something like that. So in hindsight, it would seem the logical commercial, and that incorporated some of the NAB Challenge games too. So it would have seemed the correct commercial decision to make now. And I think you would have been, and the football world was, I mean, it was rammed down our throats. That much means we all knew that the players were probably the most innocent parties in it, but they have to actually carry the can because their bodies carried whatever substance was deemed to be illegal.
But you can understand why they didn't do that, Dermot. We worked together with Spike a few times, and he would say to us off air, "Why should I? I'm not guilty. I'm not gonna say I'm guilty." So you can understand why the players wanted to fight this.
Totally understand that, and unfortunately, the counter punch to that is you can believe you're as innocent as can be. You can actually go along and say, I never willfully put anything into my body that was incorrect under the WADA code. I never knew of anything that was going into my body under the WADA code. But given the circumstances that have been presented to me, I can't be sure it wasn't. So the commercial decision is as stated.
Derm, Jobe Watson. He's got the Brownlow medal. The AFL commissioner's got discretion here. They can choose to strip him or they can choose not to strip him. It's not a court of arbitration for sport decision. It is the AFL commission's decision here. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I'll say what an outstanding young man he's proven to be through the whole ordeal. But I can't see in this God-given wide world how he could keep his medal. You just... On a worldwide standing, and we are a worldwide known sport. We are known by all the NFL people. They might say, well, what's that occasionally, but we're the equal of anybody on world standings. Our visibility on world standings, our ability to throw stones at other sports in other countries that have transgressed is second to none. Australians are very good at pointing the finger at other codes and other sports that transgress. I don't think we can back down now and not take this off Jobe. And it is a desperately awful situation for him. I think, as I said, he's an outstanding young man, but I don't think we can justify not taking it off him.
Damien, what about the footy club itself? I mean, you worked on a board at Hawthorn, so you know the insides and outs of how clubs are run. What does this now do for them for not just the next 12 months, but, you know, 24 months, 12 years? Where does this leave them?
it's almost like you go through the history of mankind, and we look back at things and we remember the plague. This will be Essendon's plague. This will go down in 5 years' time. They'll say that era. In 50 years' time, there'll be an asterisk next to Essendon performances throughout this, and this will be like their plague. It's and so unfortunate that it's the players who bear the brunt of this. And you know, it means I would say you're like me. If you walked into the doctor's rooms, you would say, right, what are you giving me? Mm. It's all right, Dan. It's all good. Cam, it's all good. It's fine. We fully endorse it. And you and I would probably look at our medico staff and say, yep, that's good enough.
I trust you and go, let's go.
Absolutely. I mean, I've had so many conversations with people, even in businessmen, and you're exactly the same. And they say, how can you footballers, you trust everybody? You know what? From 12, 13 years of age, 14 years of age, trust is bred into us. We have to trust people, because if we don't trust teammates, our whole ethos breaks down. And players let you down, and that's why we're so hard on teammates who let us down in certain situations. Trust is bred into us, and we trust our teammates, we trust the club, we trust our medicos, we trust our masseurs, we trust anybody who is affiliated with the club. It is bred into us, and these players trusted the Essendon Football Club powers that be that oversaw this regime. So they're going to carry the can for it, but it is so desperately unfortunate for them.
It is, Durm. Thanks for joining us, Durm.
Good on you, boys.